We at Mount Zion's Mission Barbados Four Square Church, with Senior Apostles Dr. Lucille and Chris Beard, invite you to tune in this and every Friday from 11:30 a.m. for In God's Glory, to hear the powerful Word of God that will transform and change your life. Remember, the church that's alive is worth the drive. Let's hear the Word of God.
A very blessed good morning to all listeners in Barbados, the Eastern Caribbean, wherever this program is being aired. So good to be able to join you today. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your praise. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your words of encouragement to our hearts. May the Lord bless and reward you continually for being a blessing to us. It's our desire every Friday morning at 11:30 to come to you, to bless you, to share the Word of God with you. Let you know what God is doing in our lives through testimony and so on. And whatever we have by the Word of God to bring to you, to be able to bless you and to be a complete blessing to you always. As usual, we're here to share. We have Reverend Gail with us, Apostle Chris, and Elder Octave with us. We started last week, Friday, to share on the Spirit-filled life. And we're going to do that in a four-part series. We were taken to a powerful seminar by Professor Gary Mastoff from the USA. He's the chief educator for the Four Square organization, which is in 175 countries, and he travels across the nations, ensuring that all Bible schools are in order, ensuring that the syllabus is being kept and followed and so on. And we were very blessed to have him with us for a couple of days, 4 days, in the last week or so. And we thank God for his input into our lives. He took us through this powerful seminar on the Spirit-filled life. And because we enjoyed it, because we felt that it touched our lives, because we felt that it was great impartation into our spirits, and it kind of helped us to recalibrate and to shift in many areas of our lives. We feel it was good enough, powerful enough, wonderful enough to share with you. And we started that last week. So this week, we will continue to share on that same topic. Before we do, however, we're going to ask Elder Octave to pray for us.
A blessed good morning to all of you who are in the hearing of our voices. On this great and awesome day, Father, we give you thanks and pray that we're able to come before your people to bring a word of encouragement, to bring a word, Father, that will cause someone to pause for a moment, to look at themselves in the mirror and say, I want Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Today we pray as we bring the word. A seed is sown. We declare, Father, that some individuals turn from their ways and accept you as Lord and Savior. And we thank you, Father, for the opportunity to make this happen. We declare it so in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God. Thank you so much, Elder. Wonderful to be able to go back here, Reverend Gail.
Yes.
Would you give that outline again and give an idea to those listeners as to what we've dealt with so far and other areas that we're going to be covering in the next three presentations.
Thank you, Apostle. Good morning to all the listeners and a very wonderful and awesome week to you. As so far, it's a four-part series and it's the Spirit-filled life of the believer. Last week was really, really good as we did the firstly, the overview of the Holy Spirit and his work in our lives. And then we looked at Jesus as our example. Today, we are going to be looking at the Apostle Paul and the Holy Spirit. And from there, we are going to look at Spirit-filled for personal transformation and empowered ministry. And finally, cultivating a Spirit-filled life. And that's going to be very powerful. Praise God.
Thank you, Reverend Gail. I want to just let you know that there are significant advantages to living a Spirit-filled life. God, in fact, God expects us as believers to walk in the Spirit, to live in the Spirit, because the Word of God says that God is Spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. And so if you walk in the Spirit, you will please God. If you walk in the flesh, you will displease God. In Colossians, we're told, Colossians chapter 3, we're told that we must put to death the the flesh. Put to death the flesh and all fleshy things. Put them to death. In other words, have a death and let them die and do a funeral. And put them behind you and move forward and serve the Lord. And once you've invited the Lord into your life to be king of your life and the Holy Spirit to rule in your life, then you should not be boxing back and forth being in the flesh, because you really can't please God when you walk in the flesh. And so the example of the Apostle Paul is significant. The Apostle Paul was one of those persons that was saved in the most dramatic and extraordinary way. He was one that was full of zeal, mm-hmm. so zealous for religion, you know, and what he thought, theology and all that kind of stuff. And he felt like he had the ear with these people from the way, talking about Jesus and stuff. And he was killing them and holding them hostage and taking them to be destroyed. And God met him on the road to Damascus. And of course, he heard the voice of Jesus saying to him, "Why persecutest thou me?" And he obeyed the voice of God. And the Spirit of God was upon him as well. And he got it, and he went to Ananias. And he said, "Go, and you will be delivered." And when he went, he prayed for him, and he got healed. Praise God. And we thank God, because after he was healed and got his sight back, he got his physical sight back, and he got his spiritual sight back, and became the greatest apostle in the New Testament, the greatest apostle in the Bible. You know, and all of the sons that he raised up, you know, was a testament to the power of God and to the Spirit that led him to birth churches and to teach and to preach and to, you know, and to see the kingdom of God established. Yes. He was a very strong force in laying foundation for the new church. Praise God. Despite the opposition, of course, he died as a result of his work for God. He was martyred. And so, at the end of the day, he was Spirit-led.
Yes.
Spirit-led. He allowed the Spirit to use him. Praise God. And he taught us in Galatians chapter 5 a lot about the Spirit. He taught about the Spirit in Galatians 5, how we must be led by the Spirit and walk by the Spirit. And, of course, sow to please the Spirit and then live in accordance with the Spirit. So we're going to share on that. He, a mighty man of God, saved from a life of persecution of the saints, right? I know God is making him a minister to the saints, to minister to the saints and to build up the saints and to build the church of God and to teach and grow the church. Praise God. So, Reverend Gail, would you read for us?
In Galatians chapter 5, I'm reading from verse 16. "So I say, walk by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissension, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit." Verse 25.
Praise God so much, Reverend Gail. Amen. You know, this Apostle Paul is what he is, a great example for the believers. And he was a deep teacher, full of the power of God. Of course, he sat at the feet of Gamaliel, and he was taught a lot. But when the Holy Ghost came, all that he was taught was then just activated, and the revelation and the illumination of the word came up, you know, to him very pronounced. And so he was what we call a great teacher,
amen,
you know, of the word. And he uses different phrases in the word to describe the ongoing process by which the disciples regularly and intentionally would invite the Holy Spirit and submit to the influence of the Holy Spirit. Because it's not just a one-time experience. The day of Pentecost was not just a one-time experience. They have to be a continual infilling of the Holy Spirit in their lives. And when we get saved, the Holy Ghost comes in to dwell. But there must be a continual infilling of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And that way, we have to live by the Spirit. If you live by the Spirit, you have to have a filling, an infilling, and infilling all the time. In other words, you have to go to the gas station regularly to get gas, to travel, to go from one point to the next. And if you don't keep going to God and keep going to be filled up, you'll run dry. You know, keep reading His Word, keep staying in His presence, keep worshiping Him, keep hearing His voice and stone and listening and obeying. You will run short of gas on the road. Yes. So you need to have a fill up always of the Spirit of the Lord.
Amen.
Keep filling you up. When you feel empty and dry, and you feel you can't go on, ask the Holy Spirit to breathe upon me again. Breathe, Holy Spirit. I need you. Praise God. And so the Apostle Paul said in Galatians 5, that verse 25, he said that we must be led by the Spirit and keep in step with the Spirit of God. And that's just a big deal, mm-hmm. because the Spirit of God will lead us. But we have to listen. If you're not listening, you can't be led. And if you're walking in the flesh, that's contrary to the Spirit. Because the Bible tells us that the flesh and the Spirit are always at enmity, always at war. They're always fighting. And the flesh always wants to take the dominant role. You know, and it's easy for us to go in the flesh. But it's difficult to be in the Spirit because you have to cut off a lot of things, give up a lot of things, and say no to a lot of things.
Yeah.
You know, and don't have your own way. It's easy to seize up something and say, well, I can do that. You know, let me do it this way. But you got to stop and check. Is this God? Is mm-hmm. this the Spirit of God? Would God be honored by this? Would this be a blessing to God and to His people? So it's important that we must live by the Spirit and always keep in step with the Spirit of God that's on us, who is always sending signals, you know, signals to us in some way, hearing a voice, a song, a word, something. Holy Ghost is always touching us, you know, reminding us, sending us reminders. And then we have to walk by the Spirit. Galatians 5, verse 16. When you walk by the Spirit, you are led. Every morning I get up, I say my steps are ordered by the Lord. Then we can walk in some contrary places. Mm-hmm. We can walk in places that does not please God. Mm-hmm. We can walk in places that dishonor the Lord. We can walk in places that take us off track. So the Apostle Paul is encouraging us to walk by the Spirit of the Lord. That walk that we walk must be handed to the Lord. Every day, little children, we must hold the hand of God. You know?
Yeah.
Let the Spirit of God take our hands as well and lead us and guide us like a child being led.
Like a child.
Yeah, like a child. And we must be childlike. And Jesus said, unless you become little children, we really cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. And so we must reach a point in our lives where we are just simply led like a child to walk in the Spirit of God. And then when we do that, we know for sure that we are led by God's Spirit. It's very important that we cultivate the fruit of the Spirit. And those fruits, we know the fruits of the Spirit, Reverend Gail, could you read that back for us again so we can get understanding? You know, all of that must be manifested.
The Spirit is love. And one thing it says here, Pastor, is the fruit, not fruit.
Your fruit, that's right. So you think it's singular.
Mm-hmm. Singular. All of these things. Love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
Praise God.
Against such things there is no law.
Praise God. And that's what the child of God must exemplify. Mm-hmm. We must see that in your life. You want to be a child of God? Let me see that in your life. All those fruit of the Spirit must be seen, demonstrated, manifested, shown in all of every led by the Spirit. Once the Spirit is in us, that should manifest.
Yeah.
That's an indication that we are led by the Spirit of the Lord. And then we must sow to please the Spirit. Whatever we do, we must do it to please the Spirit, not to please ourselves. But it's easy to please ourselves, you know.
Yeah.
It's easy to say, I'm going to do this because this is what makes me feel good.
Uh-huh.
This is what I like. This is what I feel comfortable with. But it's not about our comfort and our likes. It's about God's likes and God's comfort. And it's about obeying the Word of God. Particularly when God has called you to ministry as a minister, you can't do your own thing. You can't put things in your own way and just do it. You've got to let the Spirit of God lead you and guide you. So to please the Spirit, whatever you do, always remember you are sown to please the Spirit, not yourself, right? Or your neighbor, yeah? Or your best friend,
mm-hmm.
or the congregation. And sometimes people tend to sow to please the congregation, to make the congregation happy. This is how we should do it. Stop and ask God, is this what you want? Is this going to please you? Is this going to be a blessing? Is this going to bring you glory and honor? You understand? It's only when we give honor to glory to God that we can be sure in our hearts that we're sowing. We're sowing to please the Spirit of the Lord, and that we must live in accordance with the Spirit. Read that for me, maybe at verse 5 for me. That verse 5 there in Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 5. Living in accordance with the Spirit is very important. Praise God. Because you just got to live.
Romans 8, 5. Those who live according to the flesh have their mind set on what the flesh desires.
Let's hold it. You see how dangerous it is? Because if we live according to the flesh, mm-hmm. and the flesh creates a lot of fornication and evil speaking, you know,
gossiping
and all of those ugly things, bad habits. We do that mm-hmm. if we're sown to the flesh. Mm-hmm. And that displeases the Lord, right? So we don't.
But those who live in accordance with the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires.
And that's important. Mm-hmm. If we live with the Spirit, whatever He desires, and He will indicate. You cannot miss the indications of the Spirit. He does a lot of things to indicate to us, this is the way, this is the right way. And sometimes we say, I didn't know, but it was right there, start in your face. But we want to go another way. And so the Spirit of God is always our guide. He takes us down the road. That's, you know, this is a certain road map. And He takes us down. It is so wonderful and amazing and awesome to live a life that's led by the Spirit. And like I said earlier, there are advantages to living by the Spirit.
Yeah.
You are always victorious when you live by the Spirit, because He'll tell you to do something and you see the end results. Mm-hmm. My goodness me, you are blessed, right? And then you must have your mind controlled by the Spirit. You know, you can't be a child of God and have your mind controlled by flesh, fleshly desires, because then you'll be fulfilling passions and desires that are out of the will of God.
That leads to death.
And that leads to death and destruction. And so we have to be very careful to let the Spirit of God lead us and to have our minds, our lives, our spirits controlled by the Spirit of the Lord at all times. And the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead, if He's living in us, He will guide and direct us. And He is the one that's living inside of us. Praise God. He that raised Christ from the dead. That powerful one.
Yeah.
That rolled back the stone. Mm-hmm. Praise God. It's the one.
It's Him.
Oh, that caused the earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
It's Him.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. That living in us. And make us preach good. And make us sing Him with the anointing. And make us testify and touch lives. You understand? And make us do the things that are normally, just regular, and cause them to be unusual and supernatural.
Yeah.
That's what the Holy Ghost does. And we don't take the glory. We give Him all the glory. We Amen. Give Him all the praise. I'm going to pause here and let Reverend Gill share. And man of God, Octave and Apostle Chris. Please, God.
One thing, I'm just going to say one thing that excites me is the part live by the Spirit, keep in step with the Spirit. And I think of my shadow. If I follow the Holy Spirit, I can think of a shadow. Wherever you go, no matter what, your shadow will always be with you. If you run to the left, He can run behind you. Unless in darkness, but we will never be in darkness.
That's the problem.
So if I have the Holy Spirit living inside of me, and I want to live by the Spirit, then I have to keep in step. I have to be like His shadow. So every single thing that He does, I must recognize that I must walk according to how He is walking, what He is saying. And that means that my mind must be, I must give my mind over to the Holy Spirit. I must give my mind over to Him, my body, my soul, my emotions, everything over to Him, so that I can follow Him and I would not and kill the flesh and be able to live a life full of peace, full of joy, full of patience, full of love, forbearance, and all of those things that are the fruit of the Spirit. And that's what caught me to Apostle. It's not fruits of the Spirit, but fruit of the Spirit is one collective thing by the Holy Spirit. And I'm so glad all of those coming out of that one motion. All of those benefits can be done by one Spirit. Awesome.
All of those.
Awesome. Awesome. And I'm done.
Praise God. Apostle Chris, you're smiling. Let's hear you.
This is scary, guys. This is really, really scary. Most people around us, when we do a good observation of our lives and the behavior that we conduct ourselves in, suggest that we are following our own spirit. And that scares me. because we think we know well. We're living, we're strong, we're independent, we can make our own decisions. Not recognizing that life is a lot more than what we physically experience. It's a spiritual, it's a spiritual war that determines our eternal destiny.
Mm-hmm.
And what bothers me, that most people see not the attractive way the light is. Where the truth is, light will always be shining. Rabbi Gates mentioned, where you walk, the shadow, where, as long as the sun is shining, mm-hmm. a shadow tells where you are. Mm-hmm. You know directly where you are, where you're positioned, because the light is shining on you. And that's the light of truth, light mm-hmm. of the light of justice, the light of mercy, all those fruits of the Spirit, or the fruit of the Spirit, rather, determines in that light where we should be walking. And when we walk in that, we will always walk to please God because it comes from God.
Mm-hmm.
That's a spiritual relationship we're talking about. We see the physical component, but it's a spiritual relationship we're talking about. Because although God's in heaven, He still connects with us every day. He lives in us because He's capable of doing it. We have to open that door. When He comes in, He brings His virtues. He brings in His values. And when we walk with that, we walk according to the word of God, the law of God, and we end up in peace. The challenge is, when we walk away from that, we take on what's considered a natural approach for everyone. Do what's right in your own eye. Mm-hmm. And that leads in a perilous position because you cannot get out of it. Sometimes you get wrapped so badly that even at the time when you want to get, you cannot, the thing wraps itself around you too much because it's to control you and to kill you. But God's purpose is to give us life. And we must yield to that each case. Every time we yield to God, the light will shine on us.
Mm-hmm.
We have mercy. We have peace. We have joy. We'll be excited about our lives. We have hope, ultimately. On the other side, that's not our offer. And we have to make a choice. I want to encourage you today, make a choice. Wherever you are, make a choice to embrace the five steps of the Spirit of God. And ignore the rest.
Thank you so much, Apostle Chris. Let's say the elder. Octave, take it away.
Good morning again, my brothers and sisters. Paul said in Corinthians, do you not know your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought with a price. So honor God with your body. Do we not understand that in the olden days, the holiest of holies was where the temple was built and God's presence dwelt in that one place? Do we not understand that if you were not in a position to visit this location, you were dead? But now the same Spirit that existed in the temple in the Old Testament lives inside of you. Do we not understand the how powerful the presence of God is in our life? That what He did back then, He can do through us. Do we not understand that all it takes is for us to accept Him as Lord and Savior? That power that enables Jesus to be raised from the dead is inside each and every single one of us. The same thing that Paul said existed in the Old Testament and in the New Testament is in us today, 2025. Reach out and let the Holy Spirit unleash and unlock your potential that you can do all things through Christ who will strengthen you.
It's a great life when you live that life in the Spirit. The Spirit-filled life is a life of blessings and great advantages. Praise the Lord. The sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit. And the Spirit, what is contrary to the sinful nature, there's always a battle. They are in conflict with each other so that you're not to do whatever you want to do. And what's important, you choose, make your choice today. You're walking the Spirit and obey the Spirit of the Lord. You cannot obey God in the flesh. You can only obey God in the Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
And you must be filled with the Spirit, not just have a little dose of it, a little taste. Be filled up with the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit on all occasions.
All occasions.
And use your spiritual tongues. Because mm-hmm. the enemy don't understand what you're saying when you're talking to your God. Hallelujah. We're all baptized by one Spirit so as to form one body. Praise God. God give us the Spirit as a deposit, guaranteeing us what is to come
mm-hmm.
for the future. Let's enjoy living in the Spirit. Let's enjoy having a spirit-led life. Amen. It's so great. Amen. And give us advantage. You're always ahead of the average person who's walking in the flesh. Because the Spirit tells you where to go, how to go, who to go to, what to say, how to say. Be directed by Him. Yes. All that you're doing today, I challenge you.
Is that knowledge?
Reject walking in the flesh, walk in the Spirit. Reverend Gail, back to you in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Apostle. This has been, and this is really, really a great series that we are doing. And we will always be under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Amen. We are giving much thanks and praise to God for our sponsors, Nature Oil Landscape. They are very professional at the work of landscaping and beautifying your homes and properties. Please give them a call and benefit from their services. Contact information 436-4753. Let us know how this program has indeed impacted you, and you can call us at 422-2512 or 432-6479. And remember, the church that's alive is worth the drive.
Praise the name of God. Thank you, Reverend Gail. So I want to speak to those persons that are listening again, and I want to ask that you pray to God today and say, Lord, take away from me the desires to walk in the flesh. Burn out all the dross.
Yes.
Remove all the fleshy desires and passions. And don't let me be led anymore by the flesh. Because being led by the flesh leads to death.
Yes.
But as your servant, as your child, lead me by your Holy Spirit. Ask Holy Spirit to take over. Even though I pray for you, that man, that woman, that is there listening, say that the Holy Spirit will overwhelm you now and convict you of the time when you walk in the flesh and made those errors, and that the Holy Spirit will take over right now as you raise your hands before Him. Take me over, Holy Spirit. Fill me. Use me according to your will and purpose, and let me have a life led by the Spirit at all times. Jesus walked this earth as the God in the form of man, and He was led every time by the Spirit. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and He's anointed me to bring when the brokenhearted, to set at liberty those that are bound, to minister to the prisoners, to bring comfort to those that are mourning. Everything that Jesus did, He was led by the Spirit. May you, the listeners now, be led by the Spirit of God. Today, tomorrow, next week, and always give up to God. Let Him lead you. God bless you. I call you today a Spirit-led Christian. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you for joining us. We look forward to sharing with you as you tune in this and every Friday from 11:30 a.m. for In God's Glory on Life 97.5 FM.